you. Have a seat there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Have a seat. I get to travel the country. And really, since I was a young man, I've had the privilege of going across our nation and preaching at different churches. People often ask then, because I do so much traveling, they ask, what's the condition of our fundamental Baptist churches? And I try to give answers to their question. One year, I think my routine answer was, I think we're out of balance a little bit. Sometimes we get so mean, we forget to love people. And if we're not careful, we get to loving everything, including the devil. And we get out of balance. And for a while, I told people, I said, I think our churches are out of balance. Another year, I was asked a question, what shape do you think fundamentalism is in? And I said this, I said, I think we're directionless. I think we're confused. I think we've taken our eyes off Jesus, and we're just confused. And for about a year, I gave that answer when people would ask me, what shape things in? For a while, I used a variety of answers to the question, and tonight, my sermon addresses what I believe hinders fundamentalism as much as anything. I will not describe that to you here in the introduction, but the whole sermon will be a description of the answer to what I think we need most. I want you to take your Bible and turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. I have no intention of preaching a wild or bombastic sermon. I'll just tell you that right off the bat here. Last night we had an awful lot of fun. We went to the mountaintop and had a great evening, for which I'm grateful. We've already, Brother Tally, again, taken us to the sky, and we soared around for a little while. I just want to tell you something. I'll teach you something, preach to you a little bit tonight. I just want to help us. Philippians chapter 2, starting with verse number 5, the Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." I want you to see something here. I want you to notice, so often we refer to this scripture, and many of you have heard it read over and over and over again. I'll be very honest, I was recently reading this. I was up at, I think it's about 3:30, 4 o'clock one morning. I had my Bible out. I was reading and praying and praying and reading, and I had read this passage of scripture, and two words in it just arrested my attention like never before. I know that everybody else had noticed the two words before, but I had never noticed them. I'm sure these two words have spoken to other people's hearts, but that morning, God got a hold of my heart, and these two words, it just seems like he drove them into my mind and drove them into my heart. The Bible here tells us that Jesus made himself of no reputation. No reputation. That's the name of my sermon this evening. No reputation. You see, in other words, he was not concerned about his image. No reputation. In other words, he was not competing for the attention of others. He made himself of no reputation. In other words, he was not trying to win the favor of any onlookers. Just no reputation. In other words, he was not attempting to build a name for himself. No reputation. In other words, Jesus was not trying to be noticed. He made himself of no reputation. In other words, he was not asking to be chosen for anything. No reputation. In other words, he was not seeking any notoriety. He made himself of no reputation. In other words, he was not pushing to be seen. He made himself of no reputation. In other words, he was not selling himself. No reputation. You look at Jesus all the way through his life. You do not see him pushing him. You don't see him trying to get a bunch of attention. In other words, he was not requesting a promotion. No reputation. In other words, he was not candidating for an office. No reputation. In other words, he was not attempting to draw eyes his way. No reputation. But wait a minute. Who is the one who made himself of no reputation? Was it Judas, the disloyal betrayer? No, it was Jesus. Is it Thomas the doubter? No, it was Jesus that made himself of no reputation. Is it Peter the denier? No. Was it Jonah, the one that ran from the will of God? No. Was it Cain the murderer that made himself of no reputation? No, no. Is it David the adulterer, or Demas the forsaker, or Samson the womanizer, or Achan the thief, or King Saul the coward? Oh no, no, this is Jesus. Made himself of what? No reputation. The one who made himself of no reputation is the one who had the greatest reputation ever. You have to understand, when somebody makes themselves of no reputation, but they have the finest reputation in the whole universe, you're talking about a pretty big move. A pretty big move. Man, he tampers with and messes up his own reputation continuously, but the reputation of Jesus Christ was pristine. It was perfect. It was without flaw. It was without sin. And Jesus, the holy, perfect Lamb of God, said, I'll make myself of no reputation. He was never the disloyal betrayer like Judas, but Jesus made himself of no reputation. He was never a doubter like Thomas, but he made himself of no reputation. He was never a denier like Peter, but he made himself of no reputation. He was never a runner from the will of God like Jonah, but Jesus made himself of no reputation. He was never a murderer like Cain, but he made himself of no reputation. He was never an adulterer like David, but he made himself of no reputation. He was never a forsaker like Demas, but he made himself of no reputation. He was never a womanizer like Samson, but he made himself of no reputation. He was never a thief like Achan, but he made himself of no reputation. He was never a coward like King Saul, but he made himself of no reputation. The Son of God made himself of no reputation. See, the one who made himself of reputation possessed the most powerful reputation ever in creation. He was the King of Kings. What a reputation. He was the Lord of Lords. Wow! What a reputation. He was the Messiah. What a reputation. He was the Seed of David. What a reputation. He was the Holy One of God. What a reputation. He was the Son of God. What a reputation. He was the third part of the Trinity. What a reputation. He was the Righteous One. What a reputation. He was the Great I Am. What a reputation. He was the Sinless One. Oh, what a reputation. He was God come in the flesh. What an amazing reputation. He was the Lamb of God, which cometh to take away the sins of the world. What a reputation. He was the bright and morning star. What a reputation. He was the altogether lovely one. What a reputation. Do you have any idea what it meant when the perfect, sinless God, hey, Son of God came and said, I'll make myself of no reputation. No reputation. You see, the one who made himself of no reputation already had a magnificent and flawless reputation among all that knew him. Did you know the stars would shine upon his request? His reputation with the stars was pretty strong. You know, the birds would fly upon his command. His reputation with the birds was pretty strong. The wind would blow upon his desire. He had a pretty good reputation with the wind and the storms. The rain would fall to the earth based on his word. What a reputation. The sea would part on his signal. He had a pretty good reputation with the sea. He had a pretty good reputation with the stars. He had a pretty good reputation with the wind. Hey, the dogs would bark when he told them to bark. He had a great reputation with the dogs. Hey, the flowers would bloom upon his request. What a reputation he must have had. The thunder would crash at his command. He had a wonderful reputation with the thunder. The lightning would strike upon his desire. Why? He had a great reputation with the lightning. The snake would slither at his request. What a reputation he had with that snake. The rabbit would run upon his request. Why? He had a great reputation with the rabbit. The clock would tick just when he wanted it to. What a reputation he had with time. The earth would quake upon his request. Why? You're talking about the one with the ultimate reputation. The angels could rally at his slightest command. And what a reputation he had with those angels. He made himself of no reputation. Philippians 2:6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Well, why was it not robbery that he be equal with God? He was God. Wait. God makes himself of no reputation. But man is always worried about his reputation. Notice, Jesus made himself of no reputation. Was it Herod that made him of no reputation? No, not Herod. Jesus made himself of no reputation. Did Caesar make him of no reputation? No, Jesus made himself of no reputation. Did the Pharisees make him of no reputation? No, Jesus made himself of no reputation. Was it Pilate that made him of no reputation? No, Jesus made himself of no reputation. Was it the chief priest that made him of no reputation? No, Jesus made himself of no reputation. Was it his father that made him of no reputation? No, the Bible says Jesus made himself of no reputation. Was it his peers that made him of no reputation? No, Jesus made himself of no reputation. Was it society that made him of no reputation? No, Jesus made himself of no reputation. Jesus here teaches us this. The way up is down. The way up is down. See, what people think we are is not as important as what God knows we are. To be known by God is your goal, not to be known by man. No reputation. Do you know how much you and I worry about what everybody else thinks? Maybe the thing that hinders us more than anything else is we worry about the rest of the people. The biggest hindrance to those of you that know anything about soul winning is you worry about your reputation. Your reputation. The God of God can make himself of no reputation. Let me teach you some things if I can. First of all, I want you to please notice the command to us of no reputation. The Bible says in Philippians 2:5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Understand, when he said that made himself of no reputation just two verses before, God said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And then God goes on to tell us who made himself of no reputation. You know what God's telling you and I? If the God of gods can make himself of no reputation, the one of ultimate reputation, the one of perfection reputation, if he can make himself of no reputation, the human race, they too should have the mind of Christ and make themselves of no reputation. We're to think his way. How do you think? No reputation. We're to follow his example. What example? No reputation. He is to be our pattern of what? No reputation. Do you have any idea what could really be accomplished for the cause of Christ if you and I would just get ourselves off of our mind? Do you have any idea what the churches could do if everybody wasn't worried about their reputation? We're to follow his example. We're to follow his pattern. What pattern? No reputation. if Jesus, who deserved a reputation, made himself of no reputation, how much the more should we, who do not deserve reputation, follow his example? If you want to be like Jesus, you're going to have to make yourself of no reputation. No reputation. No reputation. Reputation seekers are not like Jesus. Reputation builders are not like Jesus. To be like Jesus should be our ultimate goal. Jesus clearly and on purpose made himself of no reputation. No reputation. No reputation. No reputation. So I say to you, first of all, please notice the command to us of no reputation. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Two verses later, he said Jesus made himself of no reputation. Secondly, please notice that Jesus accomplished no reputation by becoming a servant. You go back a verse or two or a chapter or so, it says in Philippians 2:5, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant. I'm glad God makes the Bible so simple. You don't have to be a theologian to understand the Bible. The Bible says Jesus made himself of no reputation. That means knock it off of quit having such a high-fluting attitude about yourself. And so how in the world am I going to do this? The Bible says the way Jesus accomplished it, he made himself of no reputation. He became a servant. If this is the way to no reputation, then you and I have to follow. Jesus made himself of no reputation by making himself a servant. True greatness does not seek reputation. True greatness only but seeks to serve. Let's follow Jesus' example of no reputation. Jesus accomplished no reputation by seeking to serve, not by seeking to be served. The Bible says in Matthew 23:11, but he that is the greatest among you shall be your servant. Who does that describe? The one that made himself of no reputation, the greatest servant of all history. Who was that? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Who did what? Made himself of no reputation. Jesus came to serve man. Jesus served lost man by making salvation available. Serving is the place of honor in the kingdom of God. Some people get the idea that if you're serving, you're being dishonored. No, if you're serving, it's a place of honor. And so, notice, to us there's a command of no reputation. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And Jesus made himself of no reputation. Then we see how he accomplished making himself of no reputation. He was willing to serve and delighted to serve. His main purpose was to serve, not to be served, but to serve. You say, Brother Owens, I would like to follow my Lord. Then you need to make yourself of no reputation. You say, how in the world am I going to do that? You decide all you want to do is serve. All I want to do is serve. That's all I want to do. I'm looking for nothing more than just serving. All I want to do is serve God. All I want to do is serve other people. All I want to do is be a servant. But the average Christian doesn't think that way. Thirdly, no reputation means your task is made great, not you. No reputation means your task is made great, not you. Get your eyes off of you and at the task at hand. Get them on the task at hand. Remember, no reputation. No reputation means the task is big and you're little. This is where great success can be found. Make your Sunday school class great, not yourself. Make your bus route great, not yourself. No reputation. Make your singing group great, not yourself. No reputation. Make your office great, not yourself. No reputation. Make your classroom great, teacher, not yourself. No reputation. Make the choir great, not yourself. No reputation. Make your ministry great, not yourself. No reputation. Make your team great, not yourself. No reputation. Make your church great, not yourself. No reputation. Make the task great, not yourself. No reputation. Make a meeting you conduct great, not yourself. Be of no reputation. Make a sermon great, not yourself. Be of no reputation. Make your people great, not yourself. Be of no reputation. Make your business great, not yourself. Be of no reputation. Make the lesson you teach great, not yourself. Be of no reputation. Make your position great, not yourself. Be of no reputation. Make your service to God great, not yourself. Be of no reputation. Hey, look, you and I are to be like Jesus. He made himself of no reputation. How did he do it? He became a servant. What does that mean? We make the task great, not ourselves. Make your little work big, but not yourself. You get that? Make your work big, but not yourself. Let me tell you something. You do what this old black book tells you to do, whether it be in your family, whether it be in your ministry, your bus routes, your Sunday school class. If you'll obey this book, you are going to find success beyond yourself. But you better stop and realize something. You better keep yourself of no reputation as God exalts the work that his book builds. And if you will make yourself of no reputation, God will continue to use you. No reputation. No reputation. No reputation. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sitting in my chair. I thought, my. I began to ponder this thought. Jesus. Jesus, who had every right to a reputation, made himself of no reputation. Why? He wanted you and I to do right. He wanted you and I to follow the example. No reputation. Number four, no reputation means whatever existing title you have is more than what you want. Hear that? No reputation means whatever existing title you have in life, it's more than what you want. Why? You just want to serve. You just want to be a servant. Others may see you as pastor. You see yourself as a servant with really no reputation. Others may see you as an assistant pastor. You see you as a servant of no reputation. Others see you as a deacon. You see you as a servant of no reputation. Others see you as the principal. But you see you as a servant of no reputation. Others see you as a bus captain. But you see you as just a servant, no reputation. Others see you as a Sunday school teacher. But you see you as a servant of no reputation. Others see you as the boss. You see you as a servant of no reputation. Others see you as a leader. But you see you as a servant of no reputation. Others see you as a teacher. You see you as a servant, no reputation. Others see you as the owner of the company. You see you as a servant of no reputation. Others see you as the president of the corporation. You see you as a servant of no reputation. Others see you as a captain of the team. You see you as just a servant, no reputation. Others see you as a coach. You see you as a servant to the players, and you're not trying to build a reputation. You're trying to build a team. When others are impressed with your title, you're not. You're not. When I was younger, I was impressed with the title doctor. I have a doctor's degree. Can I tell you, church, could you just call me Brother Owens? When you call me doctor, it's like having starch in your underclothes. I don't like it. You know what I want to do? I just want to serve you. Even when I preach hard, I'm just trying to keep the sin out of your life. That's all. That's all. I'm no better than you. I'm a sinner. I was saved the same way you were, by the same one that saved you in the same way he saved you. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. It is my privilege and honor to be the pastor of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. You say, what does that mean to you? I'm your servant. I want to make your church great for the Lord and you. I want to help you. I want to meet your needs. Now, listen. When others are impressed with your title, don't you be impressed. Folks, let's be like Jesus. I challenge every Christian in the house. Let's forget about ourselves. Let's just forget about ourselves. And let's serve. You don't throw your title up into other people's faces. Why? You're of no reputation. You don't misuse your title. Why? You're of no reputation. You realize what you are is more important than who you are. Being called a servant is enough for you. How long you've been in the church doesn't really matter. Why? You're of no reputation. Hey, how much money you've given to the church is not an issue. Why? Because you're of no reputation. What you've accomplished in the past for Christ is not really a big deal. Why? You're of no reputation. You know, you think you're better than everybody else because of everything that you've done in the past, but one that's of no reputation doesn't think that way. No reputation. Who looks up to you is a non-issue to you. Why? Because you're of no reputation. How prominent you are in the community is unimportant to you. Why? You're like Jesus. You're of no reputation. No reputation. See, no reputation means whatever existing title you have, it's really more than what you want. Jesus, the one of ultimate reputation, made himself of no reputation and told us we ought to be thinking that way. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, and it was not robbery for him to be equal with God because he was God, but he humbled himself and made himself a servant of no reputation. No reputation. He commands us no reputation. He accomplished it by becoming a servant. And he decided that he would make himself of no reputation. You know, truly and deeply, one man may correct another man, or a woman may correct a woman, but nobody can make you of no reputation but you. On the inside of you, you can have a lofty, lofty view of yourself. There's only one person that can help you to become of no reputation, and that's you. You have to push you down. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. It's not your job to lift you up. You let God lift you up. If he chooses to lift you up, he will. And you and I, we're just to humble ourselves and bow down and call him holy. We're not supposed to be pushing self up. We're to push Jesus up. No reputation. No reputation. You see, no reputation means your task is made great, not you. Your task is made great, not you. Get your eyes off of you and on that task at hand. No reputation. Hey, no reputation means whatever existing title you have is more than what you want. No reputation means you want your work to be remembered, but not yourself. You want the work remembered, not you. Not you. The work of God. What you do for God. There's a little maid in Israel who pointed Captain Naaman, the leper, to Elisha so Naaman could be healed. Remember the story? We don't remember that maid's name, but we do remember her work. She was a little maid of no reputation. There was a widow who cast into the offering all of her life savings, which amounted to 2 mites. She went down in history. We do not remember her name, but we do remember her work. Why? She was a widow of no reputation. In the story of the prodigal son, we see one of the father's sons stayed home and obeyed dad. We do not remember his name, but we do remember his work. Why? The son that stayed home was a young man of no reputation. 2 thieves hung on the cross on either side of Jesus. One was recognized, and one recognized Jesus as God's son and showed Jesus great respect. We do not remember his name, but we do remember his work, a man of no reputation. A starving and dying widow provided Elijah with the last of her oil and meal from her meal barrel to feed the man of God in his time of need. We do not know her name, but we remember her work. Why? She was one of no reputation. Listen, someone won the great Charles Haddon Spurgeon to Christ so he could be used of God to shake the world for Christ. We don't know their name. But the world will always remember the work. Why? The one that won Charles Haddon Spurgeon to Christ was of no reputation. Let me say to you humble people that serve God around here, you say, Brother Owens, nobody really ever notices me, and there's so many of you. You're satisfied with that? You just want to serve God. Well, may I say that your preacher gets a lot of attention. You're bigger in God's eyes than I am. Keep serving God. No reputation. No reputation. No reputation. I get fanfare. I get accolades. People praise me. Brother Talley is so gracious. But folks, just keep doing what you're doing. You say, Brother Owens, it seems like just, you know, I want to do my task and I want to do it well. And so many, I'll brag on you and you humble out and you act like you didn't do anything. God bless you. God's got his eye on you. God's so pleased when he watches that no reputation. You see, I don't know who won Charles Haddon Spurgeon to the Lord, but I know of his work. And somebody, no reputation. You see, the Bible says when the day comes for rewards to be given out, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Just so you understand, those of you that humbly serve God and you never get to come up here and preach in the pulpit, you don't have your name on the stationery, when the awards are given out in heaven, your preacher's going to be in the back of the line and you're going to be in the front of the line and God's going to say, I have something for you today. You served humbly and you weren't proud and you weren't arrogant. Your God's going to reward you. Some Bible college teacher corrected Dr. Hiles when he was a young man. Dr. Hiles was going to Bible college and he was probably in older teenage years or early 20s, and a group of preacher boys met for a class on a Monday after they'd been out serving God over the weekend. The teacher stood up to the class and said, let's testify for a moment and tell everybody, students, what you did over the weekend in your service to God. Man stood up and testified. Another man stood up and testified. Jack Hiles stood up and testified and said to that teacher, said, this weekend I preached at a little Baptist church. And the man stopped him and said, sit down, Mr. Hiles. Startled Jack Hiles. He sat down. That teacher said, Mr. Hiles, you remember something. There is no such thing as a little Baptist church. In God's eyes, they're all big. And don't you ever forget that, Mr. Hiles. I don't know who that teacher was, but I do know the lecture and that long, bony index finger that he pointed at a young preacher boy changed Jack Hiles' life for the rest of his life. And anybody that knew his ministry, he made big of the big churches and made big of the medium-sized churches and big of what we might call the smaller churches. He that day learned a lesson. None of God's work is little. All of God's work is big. I don't know the guy's name, but I'll tell you this. No reputation, but his work lives on. Hey, if your work is remembered, you're thrilled, even if you don't get credit. See, get this. People of no reputation don't even care if somebody else gets credit for their work. That means something great could be accomplished. We could mislabel it that somebody else did it. As far as you're concerned, that's fine. Because you are more interested that the work got accomplished than somebody like you got credit. Let me move on, and I'm almost finished. It won't take long. Number six, let me give you some observations about servants of no reputation. It would be amazing what could be accomplished for Jesus if we didn't have to take credit. Some of you would stop hesitating about jumping in and giving your best. You'd just tear into it. You're waiting for proper timing. You want that window of attention opportunity. You're waiting so when you do jump in, your light will shine well so everybody can see it. Hey, it would be amazing what we could accomplish if we just didn't want to take credit. We would work when we're not seen. Do you work to bring people to church when we're not giving prizes away? When we're not going to call your name? See, it'd be amazing what could be accomplished if we were truly of no reputation. People of no reputation can get lost in a cause. They forget themselves and just build. They forget their name and just do something. They don't seek a title, they champion a cause. They forget about what they get out of it and just decide to put everything into it and decide to just make it work. That's people of no reputation. People of no reputation do a work without a title. Say, well, if I were appointed in charge, I would be a contributor. Maybe you ought to be a contributor if you're not appointed in charge. People of no reputation do a work without a title. They're sincere servants. They're problem solvers. A servant needs no title. A servant needs no credentials. If we could just keep ourselves of no reputation, we'd do anything for God, anywhere He wanted, anytime He wanted, any way He wanted. We wouldn't care if anybody watched. We wouldn't care if we got any credit. We wouldn't care if anybody applauded. We wouldn't care if anybody praised us. Why? It's not all about us. We're of no reputation. You see, people of no reputation get a lot done because they don't have to take credit. People of no reputation get lost in a cause. People of no reputation do not need to be appointed a title and a position to be productive. People of no reputation do not seek position of power but opportunity of productivity. They don't care who's in charge. See, people of no reputation, if they're not offended with somebody else who's put in charge, they want to jump in and be a part of the team. They're not sitting there saying, well, I'm not a point man. I ought to be in charge. They just know it doesn't matter to me what I'm in charge of. I want to be a part of the team. I just want to play on the team. That's all. Just let me play on the team. People of no reputation do not seek a position of power, but an opportunity of productivity. They just want the work accomplished. They want to be a part of the team and get the job done. Hey, you know something I've discovered? People of no reputation are not quitters. Why? Embarrassment does not stop them. How could it? No reputation. People of no reputation are not quitters. Why? Failure does not scare them away. Why? No reputation. People of no reputation are not quitters. Why? Defeat does not hinder them. You might want to check up. You might want to check up when you're ready to quit to see if you might have exalted yourself a little bit too much to where your failure has humiliated you and you're wanting to quit and run and hide. People of no reputation are not quitters. They're already humble, so public opinion has no bearing on their drive. Quitters are a dime a dozen. Hey, people with no reputation use what they have. They just use what they have. I think of Florence Nightingale, started as a little nurse and a nurse's assistant, but used what she had and what great accomplishments God used her to achieve. Many of you would know the name Dr. J.R. Faulkner, started as an unknown servant of God, probably one of the most famous assistant pastors in history to Dr. Lee Robertson. He's used what he had. He used what he had. Hey, people of no reputation want their place of service, not somebody else's. People of no reputation, they want their place of service, not somebody else's. They're not jealous over a title. They're not scheming to get a position. They seek no attention. They seek no praise. No reputation. Hey, let me say this. Don't seek no reputation so you can say, look at me. No reputation. Look at how humble I am. Look at me. I'm nothing but a servant. Are you impressed? No reputation is to be pure and sincere. And please excuse me, I include myself here. We are nothing. Nothing encourages nothing this evening to be nothing. And he, it was not robbery, Jesus, for you to be equal with God, because you are God. Nothing calls upon nothing to say nothing but clay in the potter's hand. The thing that probably hinders fundamentalism most right now is reputation. What will people think? What will people think? They'll have a reputation. Tell you a story and I'm done. Two kingdoms went to battle. As always, one defeated the other. The two kings are faced off. One forced to kneel in the presence of the other. The victor, standing erect and proud, said to the humiliated, defeated king, "I'm going to take your throne. I'm going to your city, and I will sit on your throne. And after I have taken your throne, I'm going to lead you and your men into your city. Your people will flood the streets and line the streets on the curbs and the sidewalks. I'll be sitting on your throne. I'm going to chain you and your men. You'll be chained one after another. And king, you'll be chained with your men." The defeated king said, "But sir, I'm the king of these people. That's my throne." He said, "It's not your throne anymore. I'm the king now. I've taken over your kingdom. You will be chained with your common men, and you will walk down the streets of your city." And the captured king said, "But I'll be humiliated. Now you're going to chain me like a commoner, and my people, when I look in their faces, I'll be humiliated and I'll be embarrassed." The winning king said this. He said, "Not only that," he calls for a bull. He takes a big bull and he fills that bull to the top with milk. He says, "You see this bull right here, my dear defeated friend? We're going to place that on top of your head, and you're going to carry that bowl of milk through the streets. You're going to be chained to your men, and your people are going to see you, and you'll bring that and kneel at my feet while I sit on your